And hello, everybody, and welcome to Run the Reagan in Snellville, Georgia. Mike Salmon, Ryan Sowers. We've got Amanda Pierce.
Amanda.
She's working the course.
She is working the course.
She'll be our course reporter. And we are excited and honored to be here at the Run the Reagan. It's an annual community event here in Snellville featuring a 5K and a 10K race down Ronald Reagan Parkway.
And a half marathon.
They have shut off Ronald Reagan Parkway. Yep. It is closed down. They will reopen it at 3 o'clock, but they've got all these racers going on, and this is an exciting time. And, of course, it's raising money for great causes, and we'll talk about that as we'll be on for the next 3 hours here until noon, broadcasting from the Ron the Reagan.
It is a beautiful day here, Mike, and super excited to have you and Gwinnett Business Radio X and our sponsors. It is a great cause, and so many charities and money being raised today, and we'll be covering that a little bit later, and also bringing out some great guests on the air, and I think we may have one now. Is that right?
Yeah, Trent Lind is the CEO, the president, the good guy at Eastside Medical Center.
Yeah, hopefully he can make the wind gust go down here before we all blow away.
Yeah, Trent, talk about what's going on today and your involvement with Eastside Medical Center.
Yeah, we're really excited. Eastside's celebrating our 40th anniversary, and a great way to celebrate with this fantastic race. Over 2,000 racers this year, which is a record for this event, and all the funds go to a great cause. Our Southeast, our Lilburn co-ops, both of those receive funds from this race, and then also we represent our school foundations, including Brookwood High School's Academic Foundation, as well as all the other high schools through the clusters of Gwinnett County that are participating, receive funds to go to their great causes throughout our community, so it's a really important race.
I know you're a pretty good athlete, Trent. Why are you not running the race?
You know, I ran a marathon earlier this morning, so I'm a little tired. So I just 2 in 1 day would just be too much.
It is. When you've run a marathon, it's hard to lace them back up again, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it is awesome. One of the things Mike knows and the ties to the community, I'm owning a couple of Arts on Gwinnett magazines, and we have so many school clusters here. We can see the tents. We've got everything. We've got Brookwood. You've got Parkview. You've got, South Gwinnett? I don't know. I'm trying to look around. You can see all the colors. But so much community activity, and seeing Eastside right in the midst of all this is super exciting. We're just really excited to be here today. And, Trent, you guys are doing some great things in the community. We just really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been a big focus of our teams. We knew that we were doing great things within the walls of our hospitals. But for us at Eastside, we really wanted to make sure that we stepped out in a bigger way. Over the past 5 years, we've done that and been involved and engaged in a big way throughout the community. I mean, this event alone, as kind of some fun facts, this event alone has raised over $1 million for the community over the 20 years plus wow. years that we've had this event. So that's really just something that we can hang our hats on. Not to mention, when you look at the number of runners, we have representatives from 14 different states across the country here today running in this race. So it's not only been a great cause for the community and brought funds into the community to help so many important charities, but also at the same time, it's brought people from around the country, especially here in the Southeast, to come to this great run.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is one of the coolest races ever because, it's first of all, it's flat. You go down and go back.
That's
but
right.
it's expanded so much over the years. I did it a decade or so ago, and I don't think there was a half marathon then. I want to say maybe it was a 5K and 10K. But, you know, a lot of those runners, like you said, Trent, they want those longer races, and they're not everywhere. And to close down a big road and do all this stuff, it takes a lot of coordination, a lot of great people, right?
It does. And you know, we really do thank our city council and county commissioners for supporting this race. I know that as Gwinnett County grows, it makes it more difficult for us to achieve that by shutting down Ronald Reagan Parkway for a day. But behind the community's support and behind the understanding that we bring so much back to the community as a result of this race, we hope we can do it for years and years to go here and continue this great effort.
That's awesome.
I know it's a little cool today, but the sun is out, no rain, so we're good there.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, if there's anything you can do about the wind, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. I've got our COO, John Hoover, is in charge of the wind today. I guess he's failing so far in that initiative, but no, he's, I do want to recognize John and the team, Hope Mox here as well, our marketing manager. But what a great team we have here to support the cause. They are part of 350 volunteers that represent in this event as well. So pretty cool to see that that Eastside's not only stepping up from financial support, but also we're stepping up, rolling our sleeves up, and getting involved and engaged. John serves as our representative as well on the board for Run to the Reagan too, and so we're really proud of him.
Well, John jumped into action when the tent literally went flying, and we were holding on it for dear life. So he did roll his sleeves up, literally and figuratively.
He's already saved our life.
He saved our life once, and helped us so much stuff in the community.
You're saving lives today, Trent. Didn't even realize.
I mean, literally, the car almost got destroyed behind us, but he held on, and John and I had some good talks about people we knew back in Kansas. So it's a small world. It all comes back together in the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is kind of ironic that John's coming from Kansas. You know, there's probably a lot of different analogies we can make there with this wind.
Yeah.
So,
I know you've been kissing babies and shaking hands all morning and walking around and just doing a great job welcoming everybody. Which I know you got plans with your daughter today. What are your plans today?
Yeah, so my little one, Harper's here with me today. She's a little
upset. Harper.
Hey, Harper.
Harper, you
want to
say hi? Say hi.
All
right.
You were just on the radio, honey. So she's really mad at me because we've got to run to my other daughter's lacrosse game, so she doesn't have time to get in the bouncy house. So I'm in big, big doghouse.
He's going to make it up to you. He already said, don't worry.
Yeah.
I have three daughters, so that's the way it goes. Someone's always mad at you. You're cute, Harper. You want to say hi one more time? No more times? Okay.
Okay. Well, Trent, thank you for all your support. Of course, Run the Reagan, all your support of Business Radio X, and have a great day.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate all you do.
Thanks,
Trent Lind is the CEO of Eastside Medical Center and just a good guy overall, too. We'll continue to say good things about him.
Absolutely.
While he's in range of our speaker where he can hear us.
That's exactly right.
Once he walks away.
Once he walks away, Mike, that's a different story. It's fair game if we don't blow away.
The fun part about today and the fun part about being on the air all morning long is we're going to be talking to a lot of folks, Ryan.
Yep.
We're going to be holding down the tent while we do it.
We're going to hold the tent down.
We're multitasking right now, holding the tent down as this goes on. But we've got a lot of folks coming by. We've got a state senator coming by, P.K. Martin.
Yep.
We've got some of the sponsors coming by. John Allred is coming from the Brookwood Schools Foundation, and they're going to be one of the beneficiaries
yes.
of all the money being raised today.
And let's talk about that again for all those people tuning in. We got the beneficiaries, and Mike and I are having to work around heavy wind conditions. But let's see, we have benefits of this raise include the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op Ministry, the Lilburn Cooperative Ministry, and the Brookwood Schools Foundation. So, you know, making a difference all over the county, just as we all try to do. It's just fun to see it all coming together and just so many people out here, Mike, with so many more to come. It's just exciting.
Let's talk about the schedule. The half marathon, which is going to be, what, 13.1 miles. I mean, that pretty much goes the whole Reagan.
It does.
And then turns around and comes back. That the shotgun start just kicked off about 9 o'clock, so that was about 15 minutes ago. The 10K is starting as we speak. As we look behind us, we're looking at the 10K runners. They're leaving the starting line right now.
And there they go. 10K is off. Yeah. Mike, I'm not doing that. I would walk it.
No, 10K is 6 miles, a little over six miles.
6.2, right?
Yeah, 6.2 miles is the 10K. Coming up at 10:30 is the 1 mile fun run.
Yeah, I could do that. Month of fun run.
And then at 11 o'clock is the 5K.
The fun run. I'm in. I'm on the fun. Okay. 5K, 11 o'clock. All right. I got my daughter coming for that.
And then there's a 5K walk and run, which you could do as
well. I could do that too.
That's also at 11 o'clock.
And they've closed the traffic until 3 o'clock. If you're tuning in on Ronald Reagan, will reopen at 3 o'clock today, race day. So just if you're inconvenienced, just realize it's a great cause. And we encourage you to use other roads and come out and see us. Come look for the Gwinnett Business Radio X tent, and we're going to have lots of guests, as we've said, coming on, and we'll be saying hi to other people so we see them in the community and bring them on air.
We also want people to realize and folks to realize and listeners to realize that even if you're not a runner, there's a lot of stuff going on out here. We're at the start of the Reagan Parkway,
yep.
right at Eastside Medical Center, and in addition to, of course, all the races that we've talked about, there's a family festival here going on right by the starting line finish line.
Inflatables.
There's live music. They've got a stage with live music. There's inflatables that we could see from here. Lots of food, fun. You could come see all the vendors that are here. A lot of family activities. So you don't have to be a runner to come and participate.
No, you don't. And I'm telling you, it is so many tents, but it is windy, but it is sunny. And after all the rain we've had, I think everybody enjoys this sunny day, and everybody is out there, and it is super, super exciting to see all the people out here.
Looks like you know some of the runners, don't you? You know everybody in Gwinnett County, don't you, Ryan?
I don't know everybody in Gwinnett County, but
somebody you know from the boot camp.
We got Kristen Moore here. How are you, Kristen?
I'm
doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing good. We're trying not to blow away. So jump on the air with us.
Yeah, like you said, at least it's not wet out here, right? So it's a sunny day. It's a little windy, but hopefully it's at our backs, right?
It was funny. John, the COO of Eastside, saved us literally as this tent started going up and almost hit a car behind us, and I was holding on for dear life.
It did hit a car behind us.
It actually did hit the car.
We've moved the car.
So, this is a day to fly a kite.
I don't think you have to do a lot.
Actually, the kite might fly you.
it might. But, yeah, so what are you running today?
Actually, we're out here with Burn Boot Camp for Snowville.
Okay, great.
We are supporting the runners. We did the warm-up for the half. We have the 10K coming up.
Nice.
We did that, getting them warmed up. And actually, this is one of the first ones that I'm not running.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, that's important.
I'm on my seat out after a marathon I ran last month. So
okay.
Recovering.
Really?
I'll say. Wow. Yes.
How often can you run a marathon? I mean,
I run them every week, Mike.
If you're a professional marathon runner, how long do you need your body to kind of recoup before you should be doing it again?
You want my professional advice or hers?
No, I'm not talking. I know you're
not a runner. I don't know if I'm professional. I think they would ask you to wait about 6 weeks for your body to recover.
That's about right. 6 weeks.
This guy probably did 6 hours later. He's just like Forrest Gump. He never actually stopped running.
How far went? And I ran and ran and ran. That's right.
So you guys have a vendor tent out here today?
Yes, sir. We're at we have Burn Boot Camp. Burn Boot Camp Snellville. We just opened in October down here off 78 across from South Gwinnett High School in the plaza with Gravity and NCG Theater.
Awesome.
If the folks that come by, and we're encouraging folks to come by, even if they're not runners, come on out and see all the vendors. What would they see at your tent? What would they be able to
do? Absolutely. Right now.
Are you putting them in, are they doing burpees over there?
Yeah, we had them doing some burpees, but not too many before their race. But if anybody would like to come do some burpees or some stretches, we got you. We're also giving away 2 weeks for free. We have some flyers. We're giving away 30 days for free as well. So come on over, come see us, and we'll get you in.
Awesome. Well,
try us out.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Don't fly away.
We'll work. If you see us, then we're getting our workout in too.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Guys, Ron Weber. We got Ron Weber in the house. You got a minute to talk, or you? All right. Come on.
Well, come on.
You
got
to hold the tent with us, Ron.
Yeah,
we got John back in. He's worried about this back there.
Part of the deal is when you go on the air,
you got to hold the
tent. You have to hold part of the tent down.
Like, if you go flying off, it's okay. We'll find it.
Here's Ryan's, and I love Ryan to death, but here's Ryan's intelligence. He's got about 50 of his Our Town Gwinnett magazines that he thought he could, put on the table, and they wouldn't fly away.
That's not working so well, Mike. I mean, you keep going. You keep doing the same thing and the same result, right? Definition of insanity.
You keep putting them out.
It's like, just stop doing that. All right, well, we got Ron Weber here. Ron, believe, you correct me, Ron, you jump on, is one of the chairs of the Run the Reagan.
Chairman.
Yes. This year I am the chairman.
Chairman, and you run. Ron has been on my Marketing Matters radio show. He was one of my very first guests, a friend of mine. He's a colleague with Art on Gwinnett Magazine and owner of Dogwood Pizza. So just tell us a little. I know most people know you, but just say hello to our audience, and then we'll come back to the Reagan and all that good stuff.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's great to be on the air with you all, and I hope you all are having a wonderful, wonderful day. It's beautiful here. The sun is shining. There's no rain. It's just. Just an awesome event. There should be 2,700 people here today between the volunteers and the people running. It's just a great event. It's the premier event for Southern Gwinnett County, and we're very proud of it.
It's what, 25 years?
26 years.
26 years.
This is 26.
I'm thinking about. So I remember in our magazines, we did a couple articles on that. You've come on. You do so much to the community. You've got is it the Brookwood Community Forum?
Yes, I do have the Brookwood Community Group.
It's a great, great forum.
The Facebook page. I'm also a trustee for the Brookwood Schools Foundation, and I represent Cannon Church sometimes, maybe sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
As the chairman of the trustees for Cannon Church.
And that's right. Well, that's where Steve Ridley and
yes.
you, that's when we reached out.
Yes,
so I had this
yes.
brilliant idea connected. I was like, what if I do this show, and Ron had been on the show, and no Mike, and we got the ties to Eastside, and I was like, what if? And Ron's like, all right, let's run it up the flagpole. So we're so excited that it all worked out and being able to be here today.
Isn't Eastside wonderful?
They've
contributed, I don't know, $500,000 to us over the years. They allow us to use the facilities. They support us. They're just an awesome, awesome group. I believe they're the outside of government, schools. They're the largest employer in Gwinnett County, I do believe.
Right at that. I mean, I don't know the exact stats, but I just looking around, it's just an amazing, amazing group of people.
Ron, talk about the work that goes on behind the scenes and how much work goes into this before the day of the race. Because I'm sure as soon as this is over today, you're probably going to start planning for next year.
Yeah, we'll start next week planning for next year. There's probably, we have 9 members of the board. We probably put in 1,000 hours of pre-planning, just getting ready for that gun to go off in the morning. It's quite an event. We've been busy since yesterday morning about 6 a.m. and it's just busy work. It's just stuff. We got to set up bandstands. We got to make sure everybody's showing up. Got to make sure you guys show up.
That's right.
And
but it's a community thing, though, right?
I mean,
get all this to work, and I know you've been doing it a long time and a great team, and it's. We're talking about the Reagan itself being shut down till 3. It might be an
inconvenience. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but that's crazy. It's just so awesome to see everybody coming together. So awesome to have the sunshine out and just see so many vendors and sponsors and tents. We're holding that literally again one more time. But no, the countless work that you guys do behind the scenes, they're all busy, busy people, is I just want to tip my cap.
Ryan, we have to give a shout out to the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Not Chamber of Commerce. Them too.
Sure.
County Commissioners.
Yes.
The Board of Commissioners. They have been supportive of us for 26 years now. I mean, they're shutting down a major thoroughfare.
Yeah, yeah.
For us to have a race. But it's more than just a race. The money that we raise goes to support the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op.
Great people.
The Lilburn Co-op.
Super people.
The Brookwood Schools Foundation.
Awesome.
And last year we started involving more and more schools. And you'll look out here and you'll see South Gwinnett. You'll see Parkview. You'll see Central.
Shiloh over there.
Shiloh. Yeah. And, wow, have I missed anybody? I think that's it.
But that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. You're pulling in. And that is similar to my work with the magazines. All these different clusters that all do so many amazing things. And to see them all out here with sun. Now, hopefully, this wind's dying down, but I see a Dave Emanuel over there, and, you know, he...
Well, I haven't gotten to the city of Snowville yet.
That's right. Yeah. There we go. I remember seeing him earlier. I was going to bring him on the air, but yeah.
Yeah, continue. The city of Snowville supports us. The two government groups are the Board of Commissioners, Charlotte Nash's group, and then Barbara Bender and her city of Snowville. Without the support of those two, we could not have this race. It's just a wonderful thing. But, you know, to all of you listeners out there that are saying, oh, man, the Reagan shut down and it's going to take me another 15 minutes to go somewhere, I want you to think, over the last 4 years, we've given, I'd have to think about it, but about $60,000 to the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op.
That's amazing.
They feed somebody for about $1.50 a meal.
Wow.
So think of how many meals that would be that we've provided to people that are down on their luck that cannot... Just can't get through it. And it comes at a perfect time because the summertime is their slowest time. And, you know, Laura Drake and her crew out there, they're just amazing.
Awesome
they're
people.
Amazing. The Lilburn Co-op has gotten the same amount of money. They're more into necessities, day-to-day necessities. I mean, you think about it, people can't buy diapers, they can't buy deodorant. It's a heart-rending story, if I can tell it.
Yeah.
When I came to the board 4 years ago, we went down to give them their check. And I'll choke up a little bit telling the story because I'd been fighting for more and more to go to this place and that place. They ran out of money the day before I got there. We got there.
Wow.
I was not the chairman then. And we went down, and these people were broken, about ready to close their doors. And you should have seen the tears when we gave them a check for $20,000. It's why you do it.
It's changing lives. I mean, you know.
It affected my life. It really did. And, you know, the other featured sponsor is charity is the Brookwood Schools Foundation.
Right.
We brought them in 4 years ago, and it's a participative thing. All of the schools they all get paid based on their participation.
Okay.
So bringing in 4 years worth of Brookwood, we get a good chunk of the money. Last year, we brought in Parkview and Central, and each one of them got over $2,000 for their efforts, and they're back this year, and hopefully I know that they're going to get at least that this year.
Well, I will tell you, just to piggyback on that, you know, I live down in the Parkview cluster we've discussed many times, but the number of signs and emails that I've seen personally means its traction has gained huge. And so that's only last year? Last year was the first year?
Last year was the first year for the Parkview area, the Lilburn area.
Wow.
And, that's all part of the volunteer work that actually John Allred, who puts the event on here on race day.
Yeah, well, he did a good job getting me to the right spot to on the GPS today, so that was we appreciate his directions.
Well, we had no address to go with.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it worked. Yeah,
it's the field across between the Reagan and the hospital, and you know.
But you have so many volunteers, and we had no problem finding the place because you got folks directing folks around, so it was very easy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I may have missed the answer to the question. How many folks does it take to make this happen today?
That's a great question.
By the time you go out on the race course, and to put a plug in, we have drum lines to encourage the runners as they're going. You know, can you imagine running a half marathon? You're going by a drum line, boom, 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 boom. You know, it picks you up. It picks you up.
Yeah. I hear a little REM. I feel like drumming right now. You hear that?
We would need the drum line probably about 300 yards into the race.
That's right. That's right.
You should have been here last night when I was on the stage. But anyway, we've got the cheerleaders from Ferry Schools. Cheerleaders are out there, and they're doing the same thing. Yeah, yeah, keep running, go, go, you know. I don't keep up with that. I think we have 5 schools of cheerleaders and 3 or 4 drum lines from the high schools. It's an amazing event, and it's.
Well, I want to make sure I give a plug out too for all the stuff you do. Yes, you and your sons own Dogwood Pizza, so I mean you give so much to the community. But it is important to talk about those things that go back. Because you know, I know you're a humble guy, whatever. But you guys, you know, do a great job and have a great pizza. Like we talked about in the radio show, Marketing Matters. You guys do it the right way.
Marketing Matters with Ryan Sowers on Business Radio X.
Yes, thank you.
Quick
plug. You know, that's the local thing. Thanks to Mike. Mike's the owner of Gwinnett Business Radio X, and. I'm so pleased to have Marketing Matters on his station, but it's fun to be here broadcasting with him. But Ron Weber was one of the first guests I ever had, you know, 12, 14 months ago on that station, and we talked forever. We had a good time. So.
Oh, you know what? It's your broadcast is amazing. I got so many comments.
Were they good comments? He's thinking about it.
Well, you know, if you take the ones about me out, yours were good. No, it's just an amazing community, and Ryan, as you know, it's all about the community.
Absolutely.
You have to give back to the people that give to you. And if you've got a business, everybody listening out there, if you've got a business in this area, give back to the community. Volunteer. The schools need volunteers.
They do.
The Reagan needs volunteers.
They do.
Today we have, I think, 223 people out there, something like that, volunteering. You asked that question a while ago, and I started into. But if you take the bands and the cheerleaders and everybody manning the water stations and everything that goes on.
It takes a village.
It takes a city.
Takes a city.
Takes a city, and it's just amazing. I want to give a shout-out to Cannon United Methodist Church also, who has let us use their facility and their buses to take care of the volunteers. They stage. They take care of them. They get them on and off the course. You don't see the volunteers down on we call this the grassy knoll. You don't see the volunteers down here because they all go to Cannon Church.
My former church. Great place. Cannon Method, lovely place.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And so, look, we have mascots showing up. I think we're trying to get a race with all the high school mascots.
Okay.
That's got
to
be
Black Knight from Central Gwinnett, I would think.
Well, Mike, that'd be like your baseball broadcasting days. The mascots running around?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go. Wind tunnel again. Okay, I'm not really exaggerating that.
No, the wind gust picks up. But
okay,
it's still a beautiful day for runners.
Oh, I was thinking, I mean, it might be tough for broadcasters and for vendors out here, but for runners, I mean, it's you don't have the sun out here. I mean,
it's blowing in your direction. A little push in the back.
Yeah. We just started the 10K, and it was as they were running off, they're running into the wind. And, you know, runners don't care. They do this all the time. To me, running into the wind would just be like a nightmare.
Yeah, but on the way back,
the wind in their back.
It's like flying back from California. Get back a little quicker.
I don't like that.
Ron, congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ron.
On everything you've done here. I mean, you've got a great turnout already, and I know we're going to be here all morning, and we're expecting a lot more folks, but I know a lot of man hours goes into this behind the scenes, and there's a lot of people that, and I know you thanked a lot of them, and I know there's a lot that we didn't have a chance to thank.
Yes. Well, one more. I got to get one more in. The Snellville School of Rock is providing the music for us. And
it's a Motley Crue there, isn't it?
Well, this is canned music right now. When the big races start off, when the 5Ks and the fun runs start, there'll be a lot more people here. And we've got a live band coming in from the School of Rock. Their performance group is coming in, and they're going to play for about an hour from 10 to 11. And I got to give them props, too. They volunteer their time.
Well, send them over as they come here, and we got to schedule people. We got to want to keep interviewing people.
It.
So
I'll do it.
Thanks, Ron. We appreciate you.
Hey,
being
you guys
here.
Are great. Thanks for showing up.
All right.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you.
Enjoyed very much. That is Ron Weber. He's the chairman of the Run the Reagan 2020. And again, this is Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live, and we're going to be broadcasting all morning long. So what we're going to do, Ryan, is we'll go ahead and take a quick break right now. We're going to batten down the hatches.
Yep.
Make sure nothing else flies away. And then we're going to come back.
Go buy a kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go buy a kite in the break. A
lot more interviews to come, so stay tuned here on Business Radio X. It's the 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville, Georgia.